Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. If you're anything like me, you're on the internet for hours scouring all sorts of unique travel destinations, unique travel experiences, so that your next vacation can be different from what you've done before. I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking You by Uniworld and how it has changed cruising forever.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
So this episode was inspired by Rebecca, who wrote in a question, and she said, I know this isn't a traditional money question, but it does actually have to do a lot with money because I work very hard for my money, and my boyfriend and I are looking to have a unique travel experience this year, and we just don't know what to do. We're looking for any suggestions. She said that they've gone to Europe, they've gone to South America, they've had some really incredible travel experiences, but they were looking for something different, and they thought about cruising, but just wasn't sure if they could find something that was different than Carnival Cruise, but also could find something that they could realistically afford. And I was so excited to get this question because I just recently had the chance to interview Ellen Bettridge, who is actually the president and CEO of Uniworld. And you may have seen Uniworld before. They have those incredible river cruises, which make me salivate. I love the idea of casually strolling down a river somewhere in Europe and getting off and exploring all of these little quaint cities and these little ports that you can't get to when you're on a bigger cruise. But if you look at their brochure material for a lot of those cruises, let's just say that the demographic is slightly older, like probably your parents, maybe grandparents' demographic. And while that's lovely, I love having conversations with other people. I love picking their brain about life. I don't always love sharing experiences with them. We're not going to connect on a level and talk about certain things that we probably would with somebody our age. And so I've always thought, well, those cruises are really awesome, but I just don't think it's the right fit for me until I get a little bit older. And so when I found out about You by Uniworld, I thought, this is so cool. So they are literally the first cruise line that has come out with a millennial-centered cruise, and not the crazy Carnival cruise, booze cruise. So if that's what you're looking for your travel adventure, this probably wouldn't be a good fit for you. But they're really changing the game. And I think that's what's so exciting. They looked at the industry and they were like, why not? You know, this millennial thing, there's something to this millennial thing. Millennials love community. We love to connect with one another. But more than that, I think we really love experiences. And I don't really know anybody who doesn't like experiences. I remember about seven years ago now, I went to Paris and I just endlessly scoured online looking for the most unique experience that you could have as a traveler to Paris. I don't know why this has always sort of been my thing, figuring out, you know, what to do in a city that really draws you into the city more than just seeing the monuments and obviously eating the food. I mean, please, if you go to Paris, I don't think there's anything that you should do but eat the food. I'm not a big art museum girl, just to let you know. But I prefer to eat and watch people, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I was scouring the internet for, okay, what are the most unique experiences? And I came across this kind of underground supper club, and it was so incredible. So you had to actually apply to eat at this supper club. You had to fill in an online form and tell some details about yourself. And they curated a group of 12 people from all around the world, all English speakers. You got emailed the secret location and the secret code to get into the apartment where the dinner was held. And it was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had in a foreign country. I went to some strange person's apartment, you know, rang their doorbell, and I was greeted with champagne and petit fours and, you know, all of these amazing appetizers. And then I met 11 other people from around the world that were traveling to Paris as well. And it was amazing. I think it was like a 7 or 8 course dinner with wine in between. I probably have honestly never been that drunk in my entire life before, but you couldn't stop. The people who put this on, they were chefs and they are originally from the United States, and they'd come to Paris and they'd had this idea for this supper club. And, you know, it's not an experience you were going to get eating in a restaurant or anything like that. And when I came home, I remember all my friends were asking me about it, and it wasn't cheap. It was, you know, a significant price tag, but I didn't mind paying it because of the experience and because it was such a unique experience. And all of my friends were like, how do you find out about these things? You know, is there like some secret something online that you're searching? And I don't know, that's just always been a part of travel that I love when I go to any city. It's finding something that's really unique in that city that maybe the normal traveler wouldn't find out about. And I don't mind putting a little bit more of my travel budget towards it because I know that it's going to be something that, you know, I'm going to remember forever. I tell this story to literally everyone who goes to Paris. I'm like, you got to find a supper club. So when I was talking to Ellen from Uniworld, she really echoed a lot of that same feeling that I got from that Paris experience, that You by Uniworld has created a whole river cruise ship that goes to all sorts of different destinations, you know, Paris and Budapest and Amsterdam and all these really cool places you want to see. But they have curated these experiences that are just so millennial centric, if you will. And I don't want to spoil all the thunder of the interview. I want you to actually hear it from her. But, you know, I think that this is just such an innovative idea. It's so groundbreaking. It's, again, something that none of the other cruise lines are doing. And it's actually affordable, which, you know, just blew my mind that you could have something so unique like this. And I think what I really love is that it fosters a sense of community, everybody on board, because these boats are much smaller than, you know, those huge cruise lines. Everybody gets to know each other. You have the opportunity to really connect with these people from all around the world. And I find that's the place where you can really cultivate real friendships. You can cultivate business opportunities, whatever you want. You just are able to gain this new community of friends. So I was super, super excited to talk to Ellen. She's just a badass woman, president of this amazing company. And really, I think on the forefront of seeing into the future in a different way, and is cultivating those types of travel experiences that Rebecca, who wrote into the podcast, is really looking for. So I can't wait for you to learn all about this. And I'm just so excited to bring you these unique experiences specifically created for millennials.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. So, Ellen, I am excited to have you on the podcast because I love travel probably just as much as you do. And we're here talking about the new cruise that has been started by Uniworld called U. And I think, you know, traditionally when we think of river cruising, we think of an older demographic. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what is U by Uniworld and why did this concept come up?
You know, the Uniworld, I like to think of it as not as a cruise. It's really a new, fresh way for people to explore Europe, right? And it's a super easy, convenient way. You know, we really believe that river cruising is an awesome way to see Europe, and a younger demographic would never even consider it. So we decided it was really important to actually create a product from scratch that was all about them and all about what they would want to do and really, really change up the experience.
Yeah, I love that. And I know from our previous conversation that you were just on the launch.
Tell me a little bit about that. You know, what was it like? What was the atmosphere like, especially since you've been in the travel industry for so long? This probably feels a little bit different than traditional cruises.
Yeah, you never know when you're creating something, you never know what it's going to feel like, right? So I walked on board the A and I watched our customers get on board. I saw them looking around and thinking, my God, this is so cool. They love the lounge. They love the look. They saw the staff there who's just so friendly and outgoing. And they're super casual. They've got these awesome uniforms that, by the way, are like out of sustainable recycled materials. And they wear these very cool uniforms. And everyone just seemed very relaxed. It was interesting to watch, you know, that first day, people a little jet-lagged as they come in. And then that night, you saw people kind of coming around the lounge and having a drink and talking to people. And you saw a dinner that evening. The first night, I had dinner with a young woman. Her name was Jackie. And Jackie was single, traveling by herself. I think, oh, wow, we have a single person traveling by themselves. Only to discover the very next day that we had like three single women traveling by themselves. And it was interesting to see. So we had single people traveling. We had groups of people traveling together. We had a honeymoon couple on board. We had two couples who were there celebrating their first anniversary. So it was just such an incredible, diverse mix of people. You had a group of guys who were traveling together. It was wild to watch how they're all like-minded. They're very different backgrounds, very different personalities, but they all had the same mindset of I'm here to have fun. And so you saw people just having fun, you know what I mean, and just hanging out together. And they didn't even know each other, and they just walk in the lounge and sit down together or go in to have dinner in the evening, and they join someone else's table, and it was magical. And I have to be honest, at one point, I had a little bit of goosebumps watching it because I was so proud.
I think that's really great to hear, because we think of, all the news of the millennial generation is that, you know, people are sort of siloed by their phones. They don't want to interact with other people. And I find that not really to be true. I think if you curate the right environment, you know, people really do want to be connected, maybe more so than ever, because we're always on our technology.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And what's very cool about the U-Ship is if you actually go on ubyuniworld.com, we have something called the U Community. And it's all the pictures that people were taking while they're on if they use the hashtag. So all their pictures are coming through. So you can actually see people's real experiences while they were on board and what they were doing. And it's just a lot of group photos. You know, it's just a ton of group photos and a lot of smiling, happy people. What is great about the ship, though, is we do have really decent Wi-Fi, which is awesome. So, they are connected. There's USB ports are everywhere. In the cabins, we have like Bluetooth so they can connect with and have their own music playing. We thought it was important to make sure that we still met their needs there, but it was nice to see that they put their phones down.
Yeah, absolutely. And what do you think, you've been in the travel industry for many years. What do you think is sparking the trend of hotels, if you will, on riverboats? Because I feel like cruising is kind of moving into a new dimension.
I don't disagree. I think there's a couple of things that are driving it. People are so busy, right? And you want to go on vacation. And there's something about designing your vacation. You know where you want to start and end. But it's kind of nice to have somebody take care of a few things in the middle. It's nice to have somebody who tees up ideas of what you could do in a destination. We were in Amsterdam, and the entire group went out on an it was at 10:30 at night. We all got together, and our local U host took us on a walking tour and a boat tour. It was actually pretty cool, of the city, and we ended up at the Red Light District, and it was kind of like the history of the Red Light District and what was going on there. And I think if you were on your own, you wouldn't have done that, right? You wouldn't have had the opportunity to see the city at night. You wouldn't have known to do it this way. You wouldn't have necessarily gotten the history of how the Red Light District got started and what it was all about. And you may not have ended up some of the coolest bars that we ended up that night either, because you wouldn't have known to go to them. So I think we're leading people to places and to very cool things. I'm seeing that it's super convenient. There's something really nice about unpacking once, being able to actually relax a little bit, versus unpacking, going to one city, going to the next city, unpack, go to the next city, unpack, go, go, go. And one of the favorite things that people love about the river ship, which was so funny, and it's one of the things that we offer, and not that everyone else does, but we actually have self-service laundry on board. I know it sounds kind of silly, but people love that because they're like, okay, this way I don't have to pack a million things. I take a small bag with me. And, it was like, I was shocked to see that people were in there doing laundry, like, more than once. So it's just one of those funny little things. But I really think it's just that, but also the value. When you're river cruising, you know, think about it. Your food, your activities, your gratuities, your transportation, is all taken care of for you, right? You know, if you want to have a drink package, you pay an extra $300 for the whole week, and all your drinks are included, so you don't even have to worry about that either. If you're in Europe and you go off to have a couple of beers, you're going to spend 25 euros. You know what I mean? It's not cheap. So on board the ship, it actually makes it very economical. So it's an amazing value as well.
Yeah, and you talked about some of the experiences. I mean, I personally want to go on the tour of the Red Light District. I think that would be so super cool. But tell me a little bit about, you know, some of the other unique experiences that you does that are maybe different from, you know, a different type of cruise excursion, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. So one day the group headed off, and it was interesting. So you were giving people choices, right? So that day the choice was either go blowcarting or go off and see the tulips. So when you're in Amsterdam, it's kind of a cool thing to see the tulips, right? So a group of people said, hey, I'm interested in that, so I'm going to go do the tulips. Another group said, hey, I'm interested in doing the blowcarting. And by the way, there's another whole group of people who said, you know what, we're just going to grab the bikes off the ship, and we're just going to go off and adventure on our own into the city. So blowcarting is what I chose to do. I thought,
what,
you know,
is that,
though,
by the way?
I know. Well, I'll just tell you, people got to Google it because it is very cool. So think about it as a little sailboat that's on the sand. And you're on this little board, and then it's got these wheels underneath it, and then you've got the sail going, and the wind blows, and you're on, and you just fly down the beach.
Wow.
And it is very, very, very cool. So everyone loved it. So it really, we are offering something for everyone. The group who went off and saw the tulips, their pictures are all over our site, so you'll see them. They said it was just a very cool day to actually see just, you know, miles and miles of tulips and them all coming in, and it's just this beautiful gardens. So, you know, that people wanted to do that. And then I saw the folks who took off on the bikes. And it was fun that night talking with them about what they did. And they went to this very cool place called the Church of Beer. So there's actually a little local church in this little town called Harlem. And in Harlem, they took the church and they turned it into a brewery. So that was their adventure. They headed out to go to the Church of Beer on their bicycles. So
that's not a bad day.
No, it's not a bad day. So really, what I love about what we're doing for our customers is we're giving them choice. They get to pick what they want to do. And the best part is none of these things are starting until like 10 o'clock in the morning. So we're not saying to people, okay, you're on vacation, but now you got to stay out till 1 in the morning, and then you got to turn up and be ready to go at 8 a.m. Oh, no, it's not like that at all on You by Uniworld. On You by Uniworld, it's all about their time and what they want to do. So, you know, excursions, maybe the first one will start at 10, one will start at 11, and another one might not start till 12. There might be something in the afternoon. So once again, they do what they want to do. So that's the best part. We have what we on board the ship for food. We start with something called brunch every day. So we have continental breakfast early in the morning, but then we have a brunch. And the brunch is like, you know, your full-on breakfast foods with your omelet station and your, you know, all your different meats and breads and all that great stuff. Then we also might have some pasta dishes and some great salads and a lot of very healthy vegetarian delights, smoothies. You know, all kinds of things are out there, so people have lots of different choices for what they want to have every day. And brunch usually starts around 9:30 in the morning and goes till about 12:30. So it really gives, they don't have to get up early. That's the best part.
Talking about food, another one of my favorite subjects. Do you curate menus based on, you know, where you're cruising to, sort of the local area?
Absolutely. So our chefs, what we've challenged them to do, and it wasn't much of a challenge because they had way too much fun doing it, was, you know, let's think about the local food. So what can we source locally? So for us, it's really important that we have really fresh food on board. So let's source local stuff. Let's also make sure that we're meeting the needs of this millennial and of this new demographic, right? There's so many people who have different, you know, needs, whether they're vegan, whether they're vegetarian, whether they, you know, so make sure that we have a lot of different choices and options for people. So absolutely encourage them to have it local, but also keep it really, really fresh. One of my favorite things that we're doing right now is we're offering something, we do sharing plates. So at nighttime, you'll sit down at your table, and, you know, we've got a couple of big communal tables, and it's nice because they bring out the big sharing plates. And so even if you don't know someone, if you and I were to sit down together, as soon as you start breaking bread with someone, you end up talking, right, about what you like, what you don't like, and what you're eating, what you're drinking. So it was just great to see the energy during mealtime. It was super fun.
Yes, that I love that. I love when, you know, you sort of fuse together the culture and where you're at and, you know, create community around food. I think that's really important. But let's go backwards just a little bit. You know, how did Uniworld decide that millennials needed their own type of cruise? How did that come about?
Well, you know, it was really just a collaboration. We decided that there was definitely an opportunity, and no one else was there. So we're really fortunate is that Uniworld is actually owned by the Travel Corporation, who also owns the youth brand Contiki.
Yes.
So we actually went out to our past Contiki passengers and asked them their perspective on river cruising and what they liked about it, what they didn't like about it, and also asked them, if we had this, would you do it? And they overwhelmingly said yes, that they would, and that they loved the idea. So we just felt like it was our chance to jump in with some pretty good feedback from the right audience to really reimagine and recreate something totally different.
I love that. And then how did you, you know, from the conception of that idea to figuring out, okay, what are these cruising destinations that the millennials are going to be attracted to the most? How did you go about finding those destinations?
Yeah, well, you know, we looked at the rivers that we're on today that are traditionally most popular with our guests. And so we took a look at those and said, you know, that's kind of a good place to start because we know that there's iconic cities in Europe. So whether it's Vienna, whether it's Amsterdam, whether it's Frankfurt, you know, finding these big cities it's always good to anchor those big cities in there because there'd be places people haven't been, or whether it's Paris. So we wanted to make sure that we started with the anchor cities, and then from there, we said, you know, even if someone's been to Amsterdam, they probably have never been to the cute little city of Harlem, or maybe they've never been to Cologne, Germany, or maybe they've never, you know, so we've kind of looked at the past to say, where do we know is places they'd want to go back to, but then maybe it's a city that they've never been to. So I have incredible people on my team who design itineraries for us, and so I said to them, go out there and design something, come back and tell us, and then think about what they can do in those destinations, right, as well. So making sure that there's stuff that can happen at night. What's also very different about You by Uniworld is that we offer, you know, the ship is staying late or overnight in these ports, so giving people a very different flair of a city versus just seeing it during the day.
Yeah, that's so great. And how many stops would a typical cruise take?
So in a 7 nights, there's probably 8 or 9, so depending upon the itinerary. So some days you might just visit one, other days you're doing two. So it just all depends upon, you know, how the itinerary is broken down. So it gives them a chance to check them all out. I think, you know, they're all on our website, so people can go in and check out and see where they might want to go, and they can follow the little roadmap and say, yeah, hey, I've been to that city or I've never been there. Great way to see it. I actually, you know, while I was on board, I took the opportunity to ask some of our customers about, number one, why did they choose it, and why they chose this itinerary, et cetera. So I got a little bit of their insight, which was great. So majority of them had been to Europe before, so it wasn't their first time. But a lot of them had either come to Europe with their families, or they had come there for work, but they'd nearly never immersed themselves into the destination. And they were there to have a fun vacation. So that's really kind of where that all came out. And they chose the itinerary that I was on because a lot of them were like, number one, they'd heard that Amsterdam's an awesome city and they wanted to check it out, and they did fall in love with it because it's just the canals and the food and the people. It's just such a gorgeous city. But they also wanted a chance to actually see things they hadn't seen before. And Germany is definitely a very cool place with the different food offerings and the environment in Cologne as well as over in Frankfurt. So, you know, they chose it for different reasons, but definitely for all one thing in common, which was to have fun.
Yeah. And, you know, the millennial generation, I feel, is synonymous with experience. And I would imagine that the people that are coming on You by Uniworld, they're looking for that as well. Even if they've been to Europe before, they're looking for just a different experience that maybe they wouldn't be able to have on their own if they were just traveling in these cities. Would you agree?
Absolutely. 100%. They, you know, there is something about experiencing things with new people, right? And everyone's always looking to meet new people. And it's great to see, like I said, it was so fun to see people connect. I was just going to share that, you know, thinking about experiences is that, you know, while they're actually on the ship, we also offer some very cool experiences. And we're just continuing to enhance them. Remember, we just had our first sailing. I think we're down to our, now we're in sailing number three. But so we're still just getting started. And so it's so fun. It's one of those things where we're just building on the greatness that we already have. So if you go into the lounge, like there's a foosball table. But, and there's a karaoke, and we went out one night because all the guys were doing karaoke, but they were doing it on their phone. I didn't think people would want karaoke, but they do. So we went out and bought a karaoke machine. Then I was up on the top deck, and it was like a gorgeous day, and we're all sitting out there, and it's like, gosh, we've got to do something fun on the top deck. So I just ordered a giant Jenga game. I know it sounds kind of silly, but people were so excited when I said I was going to buy this. We then got a life-size, big-sized Twister game. You know what I mean? So it's like putting those big things on the deck. So like during the day, imagine you're sailing, everyone's kind of hanging out, you know, having cocktails, playing silly games, and just connecting with each other. And so we want to make sure we make it that environment that people feel super comfortable and give them a chance to meet each other. We're offering stuff like mixology classes. We have in the morning, we have a wellness coach on all of our ships. So they have like yoga is being offered every single morning. We're doing wine tastings in the afternoon. We've also got a little spa on board, so there's spa treatments available. So really giving people a little bit of everything they could ever want.
Yeah, I'm sold. I love that. So tell me, are there, you know, we talk about millennial, but are there specific ages that you're focusing in on for the ship, or is it the millennial kind of in more of a generic sense?
So millennial is more of, it's more about like-minded people, right? Who all want to come together. I don't think it's a definite age. What we are seeing is that our average age is 34 years old. That's booked so far. So I think that's a good range. So, you know, we've got some who are older and some who are younger, but on average, we're seeing it around 33, 34 years old, which I think is perfect. It's a young professional. I see this as the young professional, the young couples, those people, they have they want nice things. So I will tell you the quality of what you're getting on board these ships. The ships are absolutely stunning. It's the quality of Uniworld is still absolutely there in the U ships. We redid all of the ships. So the lounges, the cabins, the top deck, the ice bar, everything's been redone. And so it feels all new and fresh. And, people want, you work hard, right? And it's your young professional, you work hard, you've got a little extra money, you want to go on vacation and you want nice things. You want a marble bathroom, you want a flat screen TV. You want an incredible handmade Savoie bed to sleep in. And those are some of the things that we bring along with it.
Right on. So tell the listeners, Ellen, I know you've got some amazing, cool videos online, but tell the listeners where they can go to find out more information if they're interested in booking one of these cruises.
Absolutely. So I would encourage them to go to youbyuniworld.com. Definitely check out our community. So that they can actually see the pictures of other people and the fun that they're having. Check out the itineraries that are there. But also, reach out to your local travel agent. I know a lot of people, it's amazing to see how travel agents are becoming really popular again for this demographic. It's definitely increasing. So reach out to them as well, because they can help you to make the right decision on the right destination.
I don't know, but I'm kind of feeling like we need our own Millennial Money You by Uniworld cruise. What do you think? That would be so cool to hang out together and have all these unique experiences and to be able to meet everybody else. I don't know, maybe it's just a wild, crazy dream, but that's kind of what I'm all about. And I think what's so great, what I loved talking about with Ellen is that they're really thinking differently about travel, especially when it comes to millennials, knowing that our dollars are stretched. We got so many other things that we're paying for. And a lot of us have a really limited travel budget. I don't know about you, but when we set our travel budget every year, it's pretty strict. I mean, not to say that when we travel, we don't end up going over budget, because honestly, that happens to all of us. But I have to find something for us to do that fits in this budget. And there are a lot of things that we would love to do that just are way too expensive. You know, every time we go to fly, I'm always thinking, oh, I would love to fly business class or first class. And then the money expert in me ends up looking at the prices and thinking, That's ridiculous. Like, that's a quarter of our entire budget or half of our entire budget. We can just squeeze ourselves into Coach. It's not going to be a big deal. And luckily, Jeff is as acceptable of that and knowing that I'm this kind of crazy money person. But it's true. You know, what Rebecca, what you said is you and your boyfriend, you work hard for your money, but you still want to have this really cool experience and you want to see something maybe through a different lens than you've seen before. And I think that's a great thing that UniWorld is doing, is curating these experiences, but also bringing like-minded people together so that you know when you're cruising, the minute you get on board, you're around people that kind of think and feel not the same way that you do, but there's a certain camaraderie that I think just it ends up happening naturally because you're in the same frame of mind together. And you're really there just to say like, hey, this is what we choose for our travel and we want to do something super cool. So please head over to the show notes. There will be lots of links and some cool things for you to check out. You by UniWorld. Hopefully this has just inspired you that if you're thinking about traveling soon, try to find something different. Try to do something that's different from what everyone else is doing, because those experiences really, I find, are the most meaningful. They really stretch my travel budget that I've had. They make me feel, you know, impacted in a way afterwards that leaves me changed. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes to leave us a review.